PCS, keep up the fight for a national strategy that can win. The following is an edited extract from the Socialist Party Bulletin for PCS conference taking place 23rd-25th May 2023. The 88% yes vote declared after the closure of our national strike re-ballot on the 9th of May is a clear instruction from PCS members to get serious about the fight on pay, pensions, redundancy rights and jobs. Despite the blow of the Department for Work and Pensions, DWP, group going so close, but not getting over the 50% participation threshold, tens of thousands of members have renewed their mandate to fight back. This can be no surprise. The cost of living crisis has continued, as the prices of basic necessities continue to skyrocket. The official measure of inflation is around 10%, but for millions of working class families, price rises will be higher. The government has stepped away from its commitment to halve inflation by next year. Members know very well, therefore, that the recent Treasury pay remit for 2023-24, allowing for 4.5% to 5% average pay rises for departments, is going to mean a further real terms pay cut. On top of the obvious attack on pay, the removal of the 91,000 job cut quota has not changed the threat of redundancies, even while the civil service grows. The union's National Executive Committee, NEC, made a mistake in not immediately announcing national action when our initial strike mandate was won on the 7th of November 2022. This was in contrast to every other major union, from the railways to the posties, from the nurses to the teachers, and it left members wondering when we were going to act. Instead of acknowledging their error, the Left Unity, LU, majority on the NEC have argued that members will not support sustained national strike action, since it will mean losing pay. Socialist Party members in PCS do not accept the view that union members won't tolerate losing pay. There is no evidence for this. Members are smarter than LU give them credit for. First and foremost, members want tactics that work. Equally mistaken has been the NEC's repeated failure to add action short of strike to the ballots. This too is under the misapprehension that members would not be willing to lose overtime payments in pursuit of the biggest prize, a pay rise that protects us against inflation and agreements on all of our other major issues, including jobs. This error on the part of the NEC has allowed for the undermining of our selective strikes. If a small number of key sites take 5, 10 or 30 days of strike action, but other sites merely put on overtime to clear the backlogs, or the striking sites go back to work and clear the backlogs on overtime, it massively reduces the pressure on the Tories to negotiate. As yet, there is no evidence of any movement on the part of the government on any of our key issues, including pay. The recent pay remit was imposed after the most cursory discussions imaginable. Socialist Party members in PCS call on all delegates at PCS Conference 2023 to vote for the measures needed to force the government back. Delegates, vote for a program of sustained national strike action, vote for targeted action that really hurts the government, vote for action short of strike action, vote to put maximum pressure on the government to secure our 10% pay claim for 2022 and at least a guaranteed inflation-proof increase for 2023.